Now, obviously, the title of this course is the Ultimate Confidence Building Program. Now, I can only hazard a guess again and suggest that the reason that you're watching this course and that you've purchased it is because you struggle with feelings of low confidence or insecurity or low self-esteem or other negative emotions of that kind of nature. Well, what I want to ask you today is to consider and work with me to try and establish what it is that you're actually building your life upon, because there's one of three things that you can build and base your life upon. Two of them won't do you any favours whatsoever, but one of them will serve you quite well. Now, in the last section, we've worked to establish your identity, who you actually are as a person, and I'm hoping that at this stage, you're actually starting to see how this is beginning to fit. That who you believe you are fundamentally will determine how you think, how you feel, how you act, how you behave, and ultimately determine the outcomes that you experience in your life. So you see, up until now, it would be probably quite handy and helpful if we'd be able to kind of establish what it is that up until now you've been building and basing your life upon. Now, I've got three words written behind me. What I'm going to do is I'm going to draw some squiggles. I'm going to hopefully be able to illustrate how each of these words, if you base your life upon one of them, will serve you or whether it won't serve you at all. Let's just say for an example, okay, if I was to go back quite a number of years ago, I would have said that I was depressed. I felt depressed. I felt very low in mood. I felt insecure. Some days though, you know, I could go out and I could sell 20 cars. So I'd feel happy. I'd feel on top of the world. But the next day, if I didn't sell any cars, or if the girlfriend didn't phone me or text me when I wanted her to, I'd feel low again. I'd be starting to doubt whether I'm good enough, whether, you know, if the relationship's going to last. I'd be doubting myself. I'd be feeling insecure. What I'm trying to paint the picture of here is, you see, back in the day when I built and based my life upon feelings, the days I was having, good days, were fine. The world was great. I was happy. Life was just rosy. But the days that I didn't feel great, the world was very, very grey. It was doom and gloom. It wasn't a particularly nice place to be at all. And I wasn't happy. I was not fulfilled. I was not content. And I was not at peace. So how does this look if we build and base our life upon feelings? Are feelings strong enough to sustain our lives? Well, let's have a look and see. Okay, so if we're imagining good days and bad days. When my life was on a good day, I was selling some cars, I was achieving some things, life was good. But the days that I wasn't, life was bad. If I saw the girl, I asked her out, she said, yes, I'd feel good, I'd feel validated. But then she cancelled the date at the last minute and then she'd say no and I felt bad again. I'd achieve, I was back up. I went sad again, I was back down. And as you're probably able to see here, as I was building and basing my life upon my emotions, upon how I felt, life was up and down like a yo-yo 100% of the time. I'd have good days and bad days, up and down, up and down, up and down. And I was living a very, very inconsistent life. People didn't know what they were going to get with me. People didn't know if they were going to get joyous, excited, happy me, or whether they were going to get depressed and miserable, doom and gloom me. But you see, when I was building and basing my life upon my emotions, upon how I felt, life was up and down like a yo-yo. There was no consistency whatsoever. Faith. Now, have I got faith today? Yes, I've got some faith that everything's going to work out, but not a naive faith. Not a naive faith at all, but some people do have a naive faith. In the world of personal development, we've got positive thinking, positive affirmations, all this kind of thing, which I've never really known to actually serve anyone. Because, you see, our thoughts are inconsistent, aren't they? And we can't think positively all the time because we can't actually control the thoughts that come into our head. can we? If you think about it, when was the last time that you controlled one single thought that ever popped into your head? Now, what I'm not asking you to think about here was the number of thoughts that you've focused on or you've dwelled upon as they've entered your head or after they've entered your head. What I'm asking is how many thoughts have you chosen to place in your head? How many thoughts have you chosen to think about? Well, that's not a true question. The answer that you might be actually coming up with is none. There's actually never been one single thought that you've chosen to think about. Thoughts just come into your head, which is quite strange. Are we going to cover this in this course? Maybe not. That's probably for another course. But the point I'm trying to make is here, your thoughts come from elsewhere. Faith, for example. Faith is this deep-rooted belief or hope that things are going to be well without any real necessarily idea of how they are going to be okay or how things are going to work out, how we are going to feel more confident, how we are going to achieve what we want to achieve, how we are going to accomplish whatever it is that we want to accomplish. Sometimes people will go through life with this naive and ignorant faith that things are just going to somehow magically and miraculously work out without any real effort on our behalf. Hopefully, we'll be in faith that life will just somehow work out. I mean, things always work out all right in the end, don't they? Well, you see, that's fine. It's fine having that hope, having that faith, but it's got to be built on something. It's got to be based upon something. So I'm going to show you the emotional difficulties and how our life will look if we build and base our life upon faith. Because you see, when we're in faith that everything's going to work out, we can be high, we can be happy as Larry, and we can be living way, 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 way up here. But you see, the day will come when we haven't yet got what we want. And when that day comes, and we don't yet, or we don't know where else to turn, boom, we're crashed down. This is called the, called the burnout, called the crash down, call it whatever you want. And from here, we then maybe hover around the bottom for a little while before starting to pick ourselves back up and get back up to this place of faith where, well, it must have just been circumstances outside of my control, the reasons why I didn't get what I want, whilst my life didn't turn out, I didn't achieve that, achievement, I didn't get that result I wanted. But we're back in faith again, now we're back in faith again, everything's happy until boom, we still don't get what we want. So it's crashing down again, hit that rock bottom. And then from here, we start trying to clamber our way back up again, just so that we feel good. That's two options. But as you can see, with faith, we can have very, very high highs and very, very low lows. It's kind of like extreme personalities, isn't it? With feelings, we're just completely inconsistent. You know, the days that we're happy, the world is great, but the days that we're not happy, the world's all doom and gloom. Other people will not find value in us if we live and build our life upon feelings or faith. So what's the answer? Well, we've got one more word here, facts. You see, in that exercise in the last section, all right, we just simply explored some words, some personality attributes, some traits, if you like, such as are you loving, are you giving, are you caring, are you authentic, are you genuine, are you fun, are you creative, are you passionate, are you compassionate, are you humble, are you loyal, are you faithful, are you growing, are you giving? Because you see, if that's who you actually are, any of these things are a mix of the above. I'm quite a mix of the above, by the way. You see, initially, yeah, you might be uncertain. You know, you might still not be certain. You might have your doubts. But you see, over time, as you begin to just simply practice being who you are and you get better at it, it's not that life ever gets perfect, because I don't think we'll ever achieve a perfect life. And we can be happy 100% of the time. That would be completely unrealistic. But you see, we've got to take a risk. We've got to take a chance to actually step outside of the comfort zone and just be who we are. practice being that person, even if we stand to be rejected or let down or disregarded by others. It's the chance that we take, but it's the chance that we take to live an honest, a congruent, and a transparent, authentic life. Because you see, I don't believe that you can actually really ever find true fulfillment, contentment, or peace, or freedom in life unless you're just simply being who you are. But here's the thing, if you're unconfident right now, or if you're low self-esteem, then I would suggest that you've probably grown to believe something about yourself that's not necessarily true. Not good enough. I'm a failure. I'm not a success. I'm useless. I'm worthless. Words to that effect. These beliefs won't serve you, and these are the beliefs that give you the down days. But here's the thing. If you are loving or giving or caring or generous or transparent or honest, sincere, you can practice being these things because, as I mentioned in one of the earlier videos, practice does not make perfect, but it does make permanent, which means that you can become permanently good at just being yourself, whoever that is. That's for you to establish. You are, after all, the expert of your life. No one else is. No one else can tell you who you are. No one else can determine who you are or how you are or ultimately what you do with your life. That's down to you. In order for you to be successful in life, by the way, you've got to be who you are. You've got to become better at being how you are, who you are, and ultimately the stuff that you do, your works, your efforts, business, job, whatever, if that's just an expression of you being yourself, work won't even feel like work anymore. You'll love it. You do it whether you get paid for it or whether you don't. Believe it or not, I actually love producing these videos. I love producing these courses. I love doing talks. I love doing courses. I love doing workshops. I love finding new creative ways to express really important life truths, really important facts, principles, principles that you can build into your life to actually improve your life, to become of more value for the world and for other people. For other people. You see, if you base your life upon the facts of who you actually are, well, if you think about it, it doesn't actually really matter how you feel. Because how you feel doesn't change the facts about who you are. And faith, whether you've got faith that life's going to work out or whether you don't, that's still not going to determine or have any influence over who you are. You are you. You are consistent. You've always been this person. You were this person the day you were born. Since the day you've been born, you've been learning, haven't you? You've been learning, growing, developing. You didn't pop out the womb and string together a sentence. You didn't pop out the womb and start riding your bike. It took you a few years to learn to talk, didn't it? It took you quite a few years after that then to learn how to ride a bike. You see, the problem in life I'm going to come on to in one of the next couple of videos, I'm going to show you how we actually learn who we are, any negative beliefs that we have about ourselves, where they come from, how we learn them. And this is really important to know because it's our beliefs that we build and base our lives upon. Now, the problem with these beliefs is that so often our beliefs are way down here. The psychologists would call this the unconscious mind, and other therapists would call it the subconscious or the unawareness area or any of these things. But you see, your beliefs are literally stories that you've told yourself that have been validated and proven right, or you believe they've been proven right. Anyway, if I could share with you a story about myself. You know, I can remember back to being the age of maybe 5 or 6 years old, and my dad worked away from home quite a lot. Now, I can't remember exactly how old I actually was, but I do remember very, very vaguely walking into my dad's bedroom one Saturday morning. Now, my dad had been working away wherever he was at all week, making the money, and you know, me being a young boy, I had ants in my pants. I was a very high energy child. Dad, get out of bed. Come and entertain me, amuse me, meet my needs. and Dad rolled over and fell asleep. He said he had a sore head. Now, you see, whether my dad had a sore head that day, whether he was absolutely exhausted after just doing a 70-hour week or not, it didn't matter the reasons, but the story that I told myself that day was that Dad would rather stay in bed than get out of bed and spend time with me. Therefore, that can only mean that I'm not good enough. So you see, as I then go on to school and ask out my first girlfriend, and she says no, well, I'm then faced with the same story. Well, you know, I might not be good enough for this girl to go out with me. She's just said no. What happens then if a few years later I do my school exams or do some tests and then I fail? You see, if something happens once, that could just be a random event. It could be a random happening. But if something happens twice, what we're looking at here is a coincidence, right? But if something happens three times, what we're looking at is a pattern. A pattern. And you see, if you tell yourself the same story three times, you come to the same conclusion in terms of your beliefs about who you are. I'm not good enough. I'm not secure enough. I'm not wise enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not good looking enough. I'm not perfect enough. I'm not strong enough. I'm not, you know, pretty enough. Whatever. If that belief gets validated three times, or that thought gets validated three times, we'll grow to believe it. So it's actually our beliefs that we build and base our lives upon. But those beliefs, you know, just because we believe something to be true about ourselves doesn't necessarily mean that our beliefs are true. Because you see, in our minds, we have this reality going on, this reality, how we interpret the world, our life's events, our experiences. But, you know, if you'll only take this thing away with you in this video, just consider for a moment that, you know, your reality in life, your beliefs, everything you believe about the world, although this may be true to you, it might not actually be true in reality. So yeah, your reality is your reality, but your reality might not be true in actuality. There might be something very, very different going on. So, you see, building and basing our life upon how we feel about our situations, our experiences, our circumstances, we stand to be on this emotional roller coaster up and down like a yo-yo for the rest of our lives. If we're just in faith that things are somehow going to work out, we can end up big highs, big lows. When the ups are ups, they're great, but the downs are going to be hard. You know, like really, really hard. But you see, if we base and build our lives upon the facts, the fundamental truths of who it is that we actually are. I am loving, I'm giving, I'm caring. I'm authentic, I'm genuine, I'm honest, I'm sincere, I'm reliable. You see, that gives me opportunity every single day just to simply practice being who I am. And you know what? The more I practice being who I am, the more consistent I become at being me. The more confident I become at being me, and guess what? I feel better. So I build and base my life upon the facts of who I am, not upon how I feel about myself, and not upon whether I believe or I'm in faith that my life's just going to work out well. These two are a bit too wishy-washy for me. So this is a principle. This is my principle. I use this. This works for me. I encourage you. I really would. Try this. Evaluate what you're building your life upon. And if necessary, change things. Because you can. Till the next video.